Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. All societies and cultures have unique observances associated with death. Thus, on this day, May 3rd, 1823, The Barbadian, a local newspaper, highlighted some practices related to death and funerals in the Barbadian society. The paper published the death notice of a prominent Bridgetown merchant, Mr. James Cummins Esquire, who had died 2 days earlier. According to the publication, Mr. Cummins had died in his sleep on the Thursday prior at the age of 63. This was a surprise to his family as, quote, he went to bed apparently in good health, having only complained of slight pain in the stomach. And in a few hours after, the awful mandate of death summoned him to the world of the spirits, end quote. The piece further indicated that Mr. Cummins' death would be difficult for the family as he had been an exemplary husband and father. However, the author included the comforting thought that the deceased had prepared himself spiritually for death and his eternal future was therefore secure. In another editorial, the writer expressed outrage at the conduct of the enslaved Negroes who attended funeral services. The complaint was raised about the activities observed in the St. Michael's Church, where crowded conditions were exacerbated by the large number of enslaved workers who attended merely out of idle curiosity. Their behavior was felt to be inappropriate and disrespectful to their superiors, as according to the writer, they, quote, kept such an incessant noise that it is scarcely possible to catch one word of our sublime burial service, end quote. Although the mortuary practices of the Negroes were criticized by those of European origins, they were maintained by the formerly enslaved population into the 20th century. Many Barbadians of African descent continued to attend funerals they had no connection to, and in many cases, their expressions of grief, inclusive of loud crying and wailing, were unreserved as the service and committal progressed. Today, funeral services for members of the Rastafarian community and those of the spiritual Baptist religion still carry elements of the ancestral African mortuary practices, including chants and drumming. But on this day, May 3rd, 1823, while lamenting the death of Mr. James Cummins Esquire, who had died suddenly, the Barbadian newspaper criticized the funeral customs of the enslaved who attended those services.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.